Supposed to get some more possible rain next week and a little more cooler temperatures, which is going to be nice. Back when I started coming to church, I had a friend that noticed I started doing things a little differently. I wasn't hanging out on Friday nights, and I was going to church on Saturdays. I also stopped keeping the same holidays that he was keeping. So, of course, the question started coming, and he was wondering about why I was doing what I was doing. Then I remember him asking me a question about God and why God would allow suffering in the world if the Bible says that he loves us so much. Fast forward about 15 years later, while we're at the feast this year, we heard many good messages, and one particular was on the topic of trials. One of the points of the message mentioned that we need trials to get closer to God, which seems counterintuitive when you think about it from the human perspective. Most people do not like going through trials or to have bad things happen to us. I know we all have trials to go through, and we can always call on God to help us through those tough times. But I just want to look at some reasons that we get trials and why we must go through them. Over the years in the church, we have seen many trials come and go. We have seen church splits, disagreements between fellow brethren that have led separation between the members. These things happen because even though we are Christians and we are striving to be like Jesus, we are still men and women with the human spirit and have human problems. Satan loves to put obstacles in our path, on the path of growing closer to God. Satan continues to attack the church and the brethren. I would just like to cover a couple reasons, and there are more, but I would just like to cover a couple reasons why God gives us trials and why he lets Satan toil with us. Reason one, God gives Satan the ability to attack us so we can be tested. So God can see what we are made of, and so he will know that we will continue to trust in him. God does not want us to be part of his family until he is totally convinced that we are who he needs us to be. Over in Revelation 3:10, verse 10. Because you have kept my command to preserve, I also will keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world, to test those who dwell on the earth. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast to what you have, that no one may take your crown. God wants us to receive our crown and to be in his family and in his kingdom. We are the only ones that can remove the reward that God has for us. God will be testing others later in the future. Those that have not heard about the truth or the holy days and what these days picture in God's plan, those people's eyes and ears will be open and they will be tested at that time. Before I met my wife, I had no idea people celebrated these days, or I never heard of the Sabbath before. James 1:2-4. There's a title in my Bible says that profiting from trials. We are supposed to profit from trials. It says in James 1 that, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. This is not how most people perceive trials. Most people hate trials and do not want to have to work through tough situations. Especially nowadays, everybody wants everything to be easy, and they want everyone to be equal, or they want it to take from people that work hard and give to those that do not work. God loves somebody that is willing to get up every day and to work hard to better themselves. But that's another sermonette. People don't want to be told that they have character flaws and that they need to work on themselves to build a character that is worthy of being a sibling of Jesus. They want to be told that they are loved and nothing about you needs to change. That is why those feel-good churches are packed every weekend. But when we go through trials, it is to change us for the better. We are to find joy in them and through patience become perfect. My second reason that I'm pointing out is I remember when I started going to the feasts, and during one feast in Panama City, there was a longtime minister and a member of God's church giving the sermon. This man was a very good and captivated speaker. I am using him as an example here for this sermonette because he was one of the first ministers that really impressed me with his delivery and how intense his sermons were. And it really drew me in to listen. I mean, you have to remember, I was new. I didn't know much. So hearing someone that really captured my attention was, it's like in my memory, like I remember it like yesterday. But also, I'm mentioning him because over the years, we had the pleasure of hearing him multiple times at multiple feasts in PCB. And this is where we learned about his ongoing struggles with health. The first time that we saw him speak, he was standing and delivering a message as I am now. But the last couple times that we saw him, we were able to listen to his sermon. He was confined to sitting in a chair during his sermons because his body was too weak to stand and to give the whole message. And being new to church and seeing him go through these health problems, I would always ask myself, why would God let a man that obviously has the Holy Spirit and he's a great messenger of God be plagued with all these health problems? And now that I am older and have some years in the faith, I understand why. He and a lot of others in the church that have health issues or that have suffered great loss in their personal life have stayed strong in the faith and have shown through their actions how to handle trials. God has given them trials that he knows that they can handle, which in turn, we can see them as an example of never losing faith through their trials. Over in 1 Corinthians 10:13, no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. So here Paul is telling the Corinthians that they all have temptations that they need to resist. All believers of God will have to resist temptation. And we are hit with a trial, big or small. It's easy to blame God or get mad at God and want to turn from him. But we need to resist the temptation of turning from God. God is so good that he will not let you experience anything that he has not prepared you for. Satan is the one that wants us to turn from God. And he waits for those opportunities to hammer that wedge between us and God. That's when we need to think about others in the church that we know that has continued on the path and in their faith, and they have continued to serve God even though they have been hit with hard trials and tough times. And I'm sure everyone in here knows someone that has turned from God because of a trial. Being a Christian and follower of Christ is not easy. We all know that. Satan is very angry that we have chosen to follow Jesus' ways and teachings. We keep the holy days and not the twisted false holidays of this world. We keep the Lord's Sabbath. God let Satan through just to get at us just enough in certain times in our lives to test, shape, and temper us. God wants to see what we are made of. He wants to know that when the chips are down, we will not turn from him. He has and is offering the eternal life in his family through the sacrifice of his son. Remember in James 1:2 tells us that we need to consider going through trials a blessing, find joy in them. That's because through testing of our faith produces patience, and that patience will make us perfect. The reward that God has for us in the kingdom will be worth more than any trial that we will ever go through or anything that we will lose in this life. God will repay us for our obedience to him. And when we stay close to God when going through trials, whether big or small, we will become an example to others. We will become an inspiration to others that are in the faith and that are looking for strength to combat the trials that they are going through.